Finally, to an issue that doesn't get a great deal of coverage in the media and usually not through the voices of the people most affected by it. I'm talking about prostitution, in this case of the women who work the streets of the northeastern English port city of Hull. The Lighthouse Project, a charity that works with women involved in prostitution, has produced an anthology called Untold Story, entirely written by sex workers, recounting in prose and poetry their own experience of life and street prostitution with raw honesty. Three of the women involved in the project, Gemma, Portia and Millie, came into the BBC's Hull radio studio to talk about this rare endeavour. Firstly, Millie.
Punched, slapped, beaten, strangled, choked, humiliated, dragged around by my hair, raped, abused, robbed. So many men, so many times. Not once did I say anything. I didn't report it. The shame of what I had become weighed too heavily. I didn't want to see the judgment in other people's eyes. Just push it down, have another hit, try to forget.
21 years old, my life changed. Lo and behold, I fell for you. You stole my life and you treated me like gold. Passion, love, my everything. 2 sons he gave me, but he had me under his control. Then prison, drugs, my life in bits. All for the love I had for the kiss of his soft lips. We chose each other, soulmates in every way. The heroin in speed, we took it every day. Me praying, I wish it would all go away. He left me in the kids time after time, and I was so young and pretty at the time. He messed my head up, I went to jail, and my kids always had me until that final day.
I was attacked by a client. We'd got into my flat and he'd whacked me in the face and knocked me clean out. It was the second floor, the window was open. When I'd asked him to go and lock the front door in case my boyfriend come back, I had to jump straight out the window to save myself. I thought I was going to be murdered. I rolled down the roof and landed on my arm and my shoulder and wrist was broken. And I'd said to the doctor who stitched my lip, "Look, I'm in a lot of pain. I need some painkillers." He went off and came back with a syringe and he's saying, "Where are you hurting?" And he comes over to me and he touched me in the vagina and asked me if I was hurting there. I think that was a great big betrayal of trust considering I'd just been in such a predicament.
Gemma, can I just ask you, first of all, why did you choose that particular passage to read?
Because the way things have changed in all the cuts to services and that, you know, people without the compassion and understanding exactly what had happened to me and then, you know, abusing me further, somebody in a place of importance.
And Millie, you also chose to read something about the violence surrounding the job that you do or did.
Yeah, I think women who work the streets face violence every single night. By the time that they start working the streets, that's the only choice left. All choices are gone. And to face that every single night is terrifying. It's not just the violence. Women, not just in Hull, but all over the country, around the world, have been murdered. Unfortunately, the mentality is, well, what do you expect? It's the risks of the job. And that shouldn't be the case. That it's desperate. When you work the streets, it's a desperate act. And I think, like Gemma said, compassion is needed, understanding, and we need to change views and perceptions of why women feel the need to work the streets, you know, when they have got no choices.
And Portia, you wrote about being in an abusive relationship and losing your children as a result of the breakup of that relationship.
Yeah, I'd had my first daughter, then I got involved with like a man with a name sort of thing, a bad boy, and I ended up following the lead really, starting taking drugs with him. It was like a passion thing at first, I really did fall for him and all the rest of it. And then drugs came, the children came, and drugs came, and it was just like that all the time.
Do drugs feature big in the lives of street workers, Portia?
Big time, big time. I'd say 90, 95% even of people are doing street prostitution, escorting, whatever, but we're on about street prostitution. It's to fund the habit of some kind, whether it be heroin, whether it be crack, whether it be legal highs, MDMA, you know, and anything and everything. I mean, the disgrace of what we've had to do in our lives. We've had to go out there in all hours, all weathers, you know, in little skirts and tops, and it's such a hard thing. You go through hell and back. Some of the stuff we've all gone through, and everybody's suffering every day, but too many people suffer in silence, and it's about time things were said.
And Gemma, you spoke about the violence that you experience as a street worker, but you grew up in a violent, abusive home. Is that right?
No. My parents divorced from a very young age. I was 6 years of age, and from there, I'm moving up the street with a family. Got a lot of children. I was abused. The exposure to sexual abuse and things like that I thought it was normal to be abused.
Mm-hmm. And Millie, how did you become a street worker?
I made a stupid choice by taking Class A drugs. It was naive and ill-informed, and I never thought I'd become an addict. And when inevitably I did, the only way I could fund that addiction was through street prostitution.
Gemma, it was important to you, was it, to get down your story in this book?
I think it's extremely important that any lady in any walk of life should these things, drugs, violence, you know, silent abuse, and get silent abuse. It's important to be able to put out what they think should help somebody else in the long term.
And Millie, for you, what was your reason for contributing to the book?
My own addictions and problems in life. Do you know, it's not just addiction that we face. It's childhood trauma, poverty, domestic violence, drug addiction, prostitution. So I wanted the truth to be told, and for the book to be honest, even if that honesty was brutal. And plus, now I'm a voluntary outreach worker. So every time I go on the streets of Hull, I see girls who are in exactly the same situation I was. And it's a lot of years since I worked the streets. And to still see it going on, and for them to still face them same exact problems that I faced, and nothing's changing. In fact, it's just got worse.
And Portia, how would you like things to change as a result of this book? I mean, over and above people's perceptions of street workers.
Everything in our lives, we've all gone through hell and back, you know. We've all been, like, most of us have been sexually abused, groomed, sexually abused, raped, gang raped. This book is so important to us all. Personally, it's so important to me because I never ever dreamed in a million years that all the badness that's come out of my life, which has turned to good, by the way, in the past so many years, it's turned into so good. I just wanted our story to be told, and it has been told. We've all conquered most of our fears. Some of the writing in the book is obviously, it's all from deep within, and some of the stuff I would never have even imagined possible to come out of my mouth. I'm just so grateful, and I just want other people to realise that they're not alone, and, you know, as well.
The book, it may be about hardship and struggle, but ultimately it is about hope. We are all survivors. Some girls aren't, but there is hope out there.
Millie Portia and Gemma speaking to me about Untold Story, an anthology of experiences of life and street prostitution in Hull. And that's it from this news hour.
With bbc.com/news, you get the latest news stories anytime you like. Whether you're interested in science, health, technology or business, the bbc.com/news website can offer it all. It also gives you the opportunity to listen live to our news output or check the latest breaking news with our minute-by-minute news feed. All this content, coverage and opportunities